Dish Nation.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Good old celebrity news that you can use. ATL is all here, but before we get started, let's say what's up to our LA crew. What up, y'all?
What's up,
hey,
Brad?
Hey, what's
so later, my little sis Raven Simone is talking about how she's moved on from the controlling ways of Hollywood, and my bestie, the icon darling, Mariah Carey, is ready to release her memoir, and we'll tell you all about that. But Frankie Beans and Weenies, what you got?
Well, it seems that Billie Eilish once had a horrible case of the Bieber fever once in her life. Yes, she had her mom on her podcast. It's called Me and Dad, because also her dad's on the podcast.
Okay.
So she had her mom Maggie on. And Maggie spilled the tea on how obsessed Billie was over Justin and her reaction to the music video for his 2012 hit, As Long As You Love Me. And she said, I remember this one really well, and the video, and Billie talking about it and being excited it was coming out, and just crying and crying. I just want to say, we did consider taking you to therapy because you were in so much pain over Justin Bieber. So that's what the mom had to say. So,
Wow.
I mean, Frank, as a parent, Frank, do you think, would you ever consider taking your kid to therapy if they had an obsession with a celebrity?
Jeez.
With Justin Bieber, I'd consider abortion.
Is it really obsession? Like, the only time I would truly worry about my daughter being obsessed with a celebrity is if she didn't date anybody else and was like, I'm taken, I am with Justin Bieber, and like, that's my man.
That's
kiss
a little
him at
bit
night
crazy.
And kiss him in the morning. Yeah. Now I got a problem.
Well, I have to say this. I think going back to Portia's point, where I think my mom started to get worried, because as a sixth grader, so what am I, 12, through all the way through high school, I was obsessed with Oprah Winfrey and Julia Roberts, but in the beginning, very much Oprah Winfrey, and I would have every article Oprah was ever in. So I think my mom started to go, what is with my 15-year-old daughter doesn't talk about boys and doesn't have boys on their wall, but everything is Oprah Winfrey.
Heidi, you should have just told her, I want to be a strong black woman, Mom.
That's what I wanted to be. Well, just last week, we talked about Florence Pugh and how she was going to take over for Scarlett Johansson in the Black Widow movies. Not this, but after the next one. And besides that, Florence is also best known for being nominated for an Oscar for her role in Little Women. And she's also kind of known for who she's dating. And Florence is sick and tired of people having an issue with it. Oh. In a recent interview, she explained that the negative comments regarding her relationship with Zach Braff have made her feel like honestly. A lot of people have been criticizing their 21-year-old age gap, but here's exactly what she said. Quote, I've always found it funny how I can be good enough for people to watch my work and support my work and pay for tickets, and I'm old enough to be an adult and pay taxes, but I'm not old enough to know who I should and should not have sex with.
Hey,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Florence.
Frank, I think I know how you feel about this, Frank, but Florence is 24, Zach Braff is 45. That usually gets an applause from you.
Yeah.
Now, Portia, how do you feel about it? Fast forward, it's going to be many years, but try to fast forward that PJ, your daughter, brings home a man who's 21 years older than her. Are you going to be okay with that?
Dennis gonna have a shotgun. I'm gonna have a little pew pew right there, 22, ready for him.
She said
okay.
A pew pew. You said a pew pew.
Pew pew. Right there, ready.
Well, y'all, it seems that Will Smith is giving us some truth serum. So he recently appeared on the On One with Angela Rye podcast to discuss the Black Lives Matter movement and shared his own experiences dealing with racism. Y'all, take a look.
I grew up under, Mayor Rizzo. You know, he went from the chief of police to becoming the mayor, and he had an iron hand. I've been called the cops in Philly on more than 10 occasions, right? You know, I got stopped frequently. So I understand what it's like.
Yo, it goes to show that you can be famous for damn near your entire life, like Will Smith, have your face on billboards, be in movies, have success, have music out, be beloved and loved by so many globally. But when you're pulled over by the police or you are faced, face to face with law enforcement, you're just another man of color, and that's all you're ever going to be.
I love seeing the side of Will. I feel like Will has always been vocal in the past about about a lot of different things. He's been a big philanthropist. But speaking out on Black Lives Matter, as big and famous as he is a big deal. Because, you know, a lot of people aren't doing it. And so for him to be able to tell us that back in the day he was called the N-word, et cetera, is big.
In a million years, I would have never thought that the guys that were up to no good causing trouble in his neighborhood were going to be the police. Plot twist. All right, so well, since we're on the subject of Black Lives Matter, you know, I want to bring awareness to some of the tragic incidents that have been taking place in this country. There's a lot of reports of African-American men being found hanging from trees. I mean, strange fruit. Same thing Nina Simone was singing about years ago. Now, just in the last month, there have been four people in different states, such as California, New York, and Texas, and just recently another hanging death occurred to 20-year-old Emmanuel Amani Kildea. He was found at Morris County Park in New Jersey. Now, authorities have been saying that all these hangings have been a result of suicides. There were no signs of foul play. But many of the victims and families of the people in the Black community believe it has something to do with the current racial climate that we're living in. If you look at statistically, Black people don't really commit suicide at that high of a level.
Hello?
And we definitely don't hang ourselves from trees because we know the narrative in which it paints. So we don't want to send, you know, like the law enforcement in the wrong direction, you know, if it was something that was more so happening internal. And there was recently a viral moment where Vox Booker had an encounter with some white men where he was threatening to fear he would be lynched.
Yeah.
Now, like, the stats don't match up. I mean, what do you think about these cases? Y'all feel like they should be looked at a lot more closely, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Talking to the families of the people, and, you know, there's no history of any sort of depression. Not that you would always know as a family member, but I think most times you do know, and they're like, no, there was no depression. There was no reason for this person to hang themselves, especially in this way. But, yeah, it should be investigated because it doesn't make any sense. It does not make any sense.
And when you look at a lot of suicides by hanging, it happens in people's own houses. They'll hang themselves, like, in a closet or hang themselves from a banister within their own home.
Right.
They won't
go
to a public place like a park and string themselves up on a tree.
Hey, yes. I'm going to tell you what the mental health is. It's racism. And if you look at this situation with Vox Booker, like, if they did not film that situation, those people would have lynched that man in those woods right then.
Yep.
Like, you can tell that when they turned around and saw the camera is when they decided to go ahead and let him go. Like, for real. If that camera wasn't there, that man would have been lynched.
His case would have been determined suicide.
You've expressed to Heidi and myself, like, what can we do as white people? It's like, well, what they did for Vox Booker right there was that there was a white guy who came in and said, no, we're not doing this. You know, what are you guys doing? Right. We're videotaping this and surrounded Vox and said, no, you're
guess what?
You get
video out of here. Is rolling now, baby. It's 2020.
It was white people speaking up and saying, no, this is not going to happen anymore. So I do applaud the white people who actually helped out Vox Booker that day and said, no, this ain't going to happen.
No more.
We want to send our thoughts and prayers to the friends and family of actress Kelly Preston, the wife of John Travolta. You might know her from movies such as Jerry Maguire and Twins. Unfortunately, she lost a battle with breast cancer over the weekend. She will not only be missed by us here at Dish Nation, but also her fans and family as well. Peace and love and light.
Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Well, we all know that Drew Barrymore grew up in Hollywood, so of course she's aware of her wild child sexy image. Well, y'all, in a recent interview, the mother of two explains why she has to work out harder than some people. She said, I have to work out so hard at not being the size of a bus. That is just my journey. That is my karma. I don't know. Maybe I was thin and mean in a past life. So, Portia, how do you feel seeing other women struggle more or less, you know, to stay in shape? Does it bother you or motivate you?
It bothers me that we have to worry about this so much. But honestly, as long after a while, you get over trying to look fine. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay. Like all that. You just want to be happy, girl.
I just want to be happy. I just want to be somewhere and be comfortable and be able to breathe. I want to get up the steps and be all right and not die. It just motivates me generally just to have better health. But it's a struggle being a mom because you're trying to feed them. You're doing this, you're doing that. And then you got to worry about, you know, trying to eat healthy. That's a lot.
Now, Chewy, now Drew was joking, but do you think karma come back around to skinny, mean girls who done gained weight since then?
Absolutely. Yo, you know we all have those mean girls, those mean thin girls from back in the day. I know I got those from high school. From high school, we all had those mean girls in high school, and you should see them now. Karma is a mother. All right?
Life came at them fast. chewy.
Okay, and hard.
All right, well, another woman who grew up in the entertainment industry is Raven Simone. In the latest People magazine, which is on stands now, Raven explains that she, when she was younger in Hollywood, people controlled everything about her, from how she looked to what she said. It was only when she took a step back that she realized how that affected her. And she said, and I quote, "It helped me realize that I'm kind of addicted to the industry because of the fact that I've been doing it so long. I had to transform that addiction into something that is positive for me because I was getting very toxic to myself and others." And Brett, I know Raven is your friend. You know, she's out now. She's married. She's happy. But did you know she was going through all this and dealing with all that?
Yeah, I've been knowing Raven since she was a little child. She was in my very first video called For All Y'all. She played my little sister back in the day. And we've been cool ever since. And yeah, she's been going through different struggles. You know, she had issues with her management, her dad. So I'm so proud of her for coming out, for being married, for living for herself and living in her truth and just being happy. That's the most important thing.
Portia, as a woman in the industry, how important is it to you just to just be true to yourself?
It's very important because when you come in, they're going to try to put you in a box because that's what they feel about women. They feel like women can't be multifaceted. We can't have these different levels and different, you know, nuances about ourselves. And so you got to be yourself so people can see you in different lights and then you can accept every single part of me, okay? I'm going to pray. I'm going to cuss you out. I'm going to be blessed. You got to just be yourself. And when you do that, you don't care about what nobody got to say about you because you ain't living my life.
That's right. And just because I cuss you out don't mean I don't love God, okay?
Okay. All right, so y'all know what time it is. Listen, that's right. And we rely on our smartphones for everything. So there's nothing worse than your phone dying when you're out and about. That's why you need the InstaCharge 5000 milliamp hour power bank 2-pack. You can easily recharge your devices anywhere.
Tell me more about these things, hey Craig?
Well, a lot of power banks come in boring colors, but these are available in a bunch of cool colors. I mean, what do you want, man? Do you want the sleek and compact design that makes them super portable and durable? Because that's there. Also, this means that they're perfect for camping, travel, business trips, and more. You can throw it in your bag or your backpack, and then you're good to go. They come with this really cool 2-in-1 charging cable that works for Androids and iPhones.
Oh my goodness, I love this. I'll never lose it. How much is it?
The 2-pack of power banks have been seen as high as $80. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only $15.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Just go to moretosave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Now, this one is pretty cool. Last week, we had Blackout Day, where the movement basically urged everyone to shop any Black-owned businesses and support them, right? Well, Kim Kardashian decided to show off all of her beautiful Black models who have posed for her cosmetic line, KKW Beauty. So, she tweeted out how grateful she was to have collaborated with these beautiful ladies and encouraged other brands to book them as well. Yes. And then she followed the tweet with more than 30 individual tweets showing off solo photos of each model and tag them and their booking agents so you can contact them directly. Now, that's what I call support for some beautiful brown girls. Yes. Go ahead now. Yes.
But Kim ain't no dummy because she couldn't post Kim West Cosmetics or Kim West whatever it's called on that day without supporting the culture. So she posted all Black models and this was a genius move. She's a marketing genius.
Gary, you're a big fan of fashion and you've done your fair share of Motlin. You know, would you like to give your best Motlin look to Kim Kardashian West right now so maybe you can get booked for some work?
Of course, honey. Okay, here we go.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Is he voguing?
No, Gary.
He's giving us National Geographic vibes.
What's he not doing? Studio 54, darling.
All right, so, Brad, darling, your bestie, honey, Miss Mariah Carey, honey, is ready to spill the tea, bitch. Yes, ma'am, baby. This girl has finally, she has finally finished y'all writing her memoirs, and they're saying it's going to be called The Meaning of Mariah. Now, the diva released the news on social media, honey, with a statement, and Brad, since she is your best, best friend, honey. I think, honey, you, honey, should read some of it in the spirit of Mariah.
Let me cheers to my bestie as she releases her memoirs, darling.
All right.
Though there have been countless stories about me throughout my career and very public personal life, my sincere hope is that you are moved to a new understanding, not only about me, but also about the resilience of the human spirit, darling.
All right.
All yes.
Right. All right.
So what tea, honey, are y'all hoping that Miss Mariah spill in this book?
All right, so one relationship I never really got all the tea on was her and Eminem. Like, did they really date? You know, how did they break up? And, you know, like, I just want to know what really, really happened. What prompted her to, like, have that video of him stalking her? Was he really a stalker?
Yeah.
I want to know the Eminem tea.
I would like to know, did she really just really use Tommy Mottola, honey, just to get a career? Because, I mean, some people said when she first came out that she was not the best singer, but since Tommy was under her wings, so to speak, he helped her
out. Excuse me, hold up. First of all, he noticed her because of her singing skills through a singer then called Brenda K. Starr, who passed on Mariah's mixtape.
Fred, is there anything that you think that Mariah's going to leave out of the book because it's none of our business?
Well, if it's left out of the book, it probably is none of your damn business.
Oh. Okay.
Dang. All right, so we're coming up next. Chaz Dawg claims Omarion as a fiance. What? Find out more coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. B2K was every girl's favorite boy group back in the day. Well, rapper Cash Doll, who is still a super fan of Omarion, has expressed in the past how much she loves him and how that she was that girl with his posters all over the wall, y'all. Check out this picture. This is her old room. Look.
Oh.
So in her eyes, Omarion was always and is still her man. So she recently tweeted and deleted that she and Omarion were happily engaged, darling. Honey, social media was caught off guard because they were never reportedly dating.
Listen, honey, the power of the tongue is very strong, honey. And I'm sure she has been fasting and praying and praying and fasting. And so now she has put it out there, and we need to touch and agree for Cash Doll that they go ahead and get together and have some beautiful chocolate little babies.
Okay, so Heidi, if you met someone that you always liked in your head, and when you actually got that moment to get with them, you didn't like them anymore, what would happen with that?
Well, I mean, this actually happened to me.
For real?
There was a girl who I had major crush on, and we ended up making out, and it was horrible.
What?
No, it was just, the kissing was so bad that I was like, this is gross. No. It was gross.
That's
and
the
I
worst.
Was like, how was I so wrapped up, and you're so off, and it completely killed it. It killed it. I was just like, well, that's over.
Oh my God. Frank, check this out, Frank. Who was that celebrity that had your heart as a child?
I was in love with Lonnie Anderson. That's why I got in radio. I thought every receptionist at every radio station looked like Lonnie Anderson.
And boy, were you wrong.
And boy, was I wrong.
They look like Chewy.
Every midday girl looks like Chewy.
So, don't do it.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.